A military band welcomes Southern Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, the American Consul General in the South, Barry Walkley, and local officials to a remote stretch of road near the Sudan-Uganda border. This is the southern end of a 192-kilometer, heavily mined, potholed dirt road that United States-funded projects started work on 5 years ago. On Thursday, the first stretch of pavement was laid down on what will soon be the South's first paved highway, linking the southern capital, Juba, to the world outside the new nation's borders. Mr. Kiir was the guest of honor during the ceremony.
It's the development that we need. And this development starts with these roads.
By the time this pavement reaches Juba, the United States will have spent $225 million on this road. U.S. Consul General Barry Walkley said this is the United States' flagship project in the South.
So 5 years ago, it would have taken you 8 hours to drive this road. 1 year from now, it will take you 2.5 hours to get from Juba to the Uganda border.
Southern Sudan voted nearly unanimously last month to separate from the northern part of the country. The vote was widely hailed as transparent, free, and fair. Now that countries have begun to recognize the South as an independent nation, the South is starting to focus on transforming into a viable state. President Kiir, a regular churchgoer who rarely speaks publicly outside of Sunday Mass, acknowledged the huge hurdles faced by the South.
God created the world in 6 days. It will not be easy for us to build Southern Sudan in 2 years, but we will have to make a change so that after 2 years, there is difference between now and then.
You described the building of roads as the first step to development. Other road projects include improvements on routes into Kenya and Ethiopia. Also in attendance on Thursday was Joseph Lagu, the leader of the nation's first rebellion, which ended in 1972. Lagu stressed the importance of links to Sudan's southern and eastern neighbors over links with the north of the country.
We belong to East Africa, not North Africa.
The road should be finished by February 2012 and will connect with the road to Uganda's capital, Kampala. Beyond that, there are paved roads all the way to the Kenyan port in Mombasa, the South's closest link for exports, and to Tanzania and beyond. Much of the South remains inaccessible because of poor roads, especially during the rainy season. The security problems faced in areas closed off to authorities and aid during the harsh dry season was highlighted earlier in the week, when 105 soldiers and civilians were killed in a remote area of southern Sudan's Jonglei state. Matt Richman for VOA News, Nimele, Sudan.